Within the FFA, there's not only the state level organization, but it's a national organization. And the Wisconsin FFA was lucky to have the national secretary make it to our state convention. So I'm here with Lainey LeBlanc. Lainey, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm Lainey LeBlanc. I'm originally from Walker, Louisiana, which is right outside of Baton Rouge. Currently a junior at Louisiana State University studying animal sciences, minoring in communication studies, and now serving as the national FFA secretary. So really pumped to be here in Wisconsin with you guys.
And how has your year as national secretary been going so far?
It's been phenomenal. You know, we start our year with a lot of training in Indianapolis with our team of six. We're from all over the country representing FFA, you know, from all the way from Oregon all the way down to California. And we've even got a teammate from Michigan right next door to Wisconsin. So, you know, it's been amazing to get to know that team and to figure out kind of what we all individually want to accomplish with our year, which is all different. And I think that's the really special thing about being on a team. And then we're able to travel to Japan, where we have an international experience in agriculture, which is phenomenal, not coming from an agricultural background. It's really cool to see it, not even here, but also across, you know, the sea. And then now we're kind of in the swing of state convention and leadership camp season. So we're traveling state to state to see what their accomplishments are within their state, and then having some fun and leadership development at summer camps, essentially. So this is a really fun part of the year, and we're getting ready to swing into State Officer Summit season in July, which is held in D.C.
So you don't have a background in agriculture, so how did FFA become something you wanted to be involved in?
Yeah, I know everyone's always surprised to hear that, you know, 5 out of the 6 people on our team actually don't come from a traditional agricultural background, but honestly, it's a pretty good representation of our membership today and the demographic that a lot of our members are coming from. A lot of people have this stigma in their head that FFA is just for those that come from that traditional agricultural background with, you know, the sows, cows, and plows, but honestly, it's so much more than that. And I know for me, what brought me into FFA was my ag teacher. And we all know that ag teachers bring so much to the table. You know, they're not only teachers, but they're parents, they're guidance counselors. They are the people that take us on trips all summer long. And my ag teacher, Ms. Becknell, she's the one who really encouraged me to find a leadership place in FFA, which is kind of where I found my spot, which was doing the Creed Speaking Career Development event. It was the first time that someone had empowered me and believed in me to do something more than what I was already doing. And I think that's something that's so special about our ag teachers is that they empower students to believe in themselves and to do more than what they typically thought were their limits.
And you kind of talked about how a lot of students come from different backgrounds. And one of the things National FFA has been focusing on in this last year has been diversity and inclusion within the organization. Can you tell me a little bit about why they chose to focus on that and what some of their action plans are for that?
So, I mean, one of our foundations for our organization is inclusion and equity, making sure that there's a spot at the table for everyone, no matter their background, their race, gender, what they're looking for in our organization and where they want to head. And it's critical that we have that as a foundation because our organization is stronger when there are different voices in it and different perspectives. If we had, you know, all of the same types of membership, our organization wouldn't be able to innovate and grow in the way that it has for years and years and the way that it'll continue to. Some of the things that we're doing right now just to promote that platform is that at our previous national convention we had a diversity and inclusion committee that got together to talk about ways that we can continue to provide opportunities in FFA for everyone, no matter where they're coming from, whether that's an urban or rural background, no matter where they identify, no matter where they want to find their place in agriculture. We're kind of trying to figure out more and more opportunities that we can provide our students with, whether that's in career development events, supervised agricultural experiences, or even just taking a look at our curriculum in the classroom, making sure that there are opportunities to learn across the board.
And have you received any pushback from people? I know some, when we think about that kind of older traditional base for within agricultural education and FFA, like you said, we kind of think of that sows, plows, and cows, and maybe some of the values that they started with. Have we received any pushback at the national level?
You know, something that we're always trying to consider is that, you know, we support all types of agriculture, and an important pillar of that is preserving our rural communities and making sure that those that do come from that, like, traditional, conventional agricultural background still have a voice at the table, too, that we're not leaving them behind in this mission to be innovative and to progress further. So we want to make sure that there's a spot for everyone, whatever that looks like. So yeah, we definitely have been working to make sure that we don't leave that behind, because that is a pillar of who we are. It's where we were founded upon, and it's still critically important to us and critically important to agriculture.
And getting off of that now and into your time here at Wisconsin, what have been some of your favorite parts of being here in Wisconsin so far?
Gosh. Well, today is my second day in Wisconsin, in Madison. And I have to say my favorite part about traveling is meeting people and hearing their stories. I have absolutely loved being welcomed into the Wisconsin FFA family. Yesterday, I was able to meet a chapter, New London, and we were able to participate in the Rally to Fight Hunger. And that was an experience that I hadn't had before, was working with a food bank and packaging meals for families. And I think that was a really special experience to see FFA members be so excited, dancing to music, and just like really thrilled to be experiencing that time together, but doing it in a way that's service-oriented. And I think that's something that people sometimes don't see in FFA, is that we do impact our communities, and it's not even something we think twice about. It's just, it's integrated into the convention, it's integrated across the board at all of the convention I've been to. There's been a day of service or a service project. And it's cool to see FFA teaching students that leadership is more than having a title, it's more than getting an officer position, but it's about really like giving back to those local communities. And that's something that we tell too, is that our heart is in the local chapters, and so to see local chapters make such a big impact is probably one of my favorite parts about going to conventions.
Is there any last things you wanted to share with us about your time here in Wisconsin so far?
Honestly, I am just thrilled to be here, and I love the theme for this year. It's, you know, our tradition, our future, our legacy. I love that students are already thinking about the legacy they're going to leave. Like, these are high school students, middle school students that are thinking about how they're going to change the world. And I think that's my favorite part about FFA, is it's so future oriented, it's so service learning oriented, and I love that. And so I'm excited to see what more they do with that theme this year, and throughout the rest of convention. So thank you so much for having me here in Wisconsin.
That was Lainey LeBlanc, the National FFA Secretary from Louisiana. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Reba McClone.